Hello, good morning, dear listeners. I'm welcoming you to a new episode on these English lessons. And this is episode 047. And our ongoing series, you all know, we are studying tenses. We've been studying tenses for the past 1 week. So today we're going to continue in the same light. So I know today is Saturday. It's actually Saturday, November 3rd, 2018. And many of you are at home. You're not in school today. So you will have the opportunity to listen to this podcast today. And I just want to say that I'm happy to see that the number of listeners is really, really going up. I checked the dashboard and I found out we are getting to over 7,000 listeners of this podcast around the globe. And I must say, I appreciate your time. And I'll do my best to make sure that you have a new episode every other day. So thank you, faithful listeners. And those who are listening for the first time, you might want to go back to episode one and you will have a long time listening to all the episodes that we have had. But they're very useful. And if you really have some time, you can go back and listen to all the previous episodes from 001 to the current episode that we're going to produce today. So welcome again and sit tight as I'm going to take you into the next tense. The new tense we are going to learn today is tense number six. Tense number six will be the present perfect continuous tense. The present perfect continuous tense. In episode 046, we learned the present perfect simple tense. So tense number six will be the present perfect continuous tense. You must have noticed that most of these tenses come in pairs. I usually tell my students in class that you can study tenses in pairs. They are just like couples. Like we saw from the beginning, you see, you have the simple present tense and the present continuous tense. And then you have the simple past tense and the past continuous tense. And then we studied the present perfect simple tense. And now we are studying the present perfect continuous tense. So you can put them in pairs, and that will make it very easy for you to understand their structures and how they work. So let's look at the tense that we are supposed to talk about today. That is the present perfect continuous tense. And for you to understand this tense very well, you will have to listen to the previous episode, that's episode 046, so that you can actually understand what this tense is about and how it works. Because the present perfect continuous tense is used to talk about an action that started in the past, but is continuing in the present at the moment that you are speaking. Let me repeat. The present perfect continuous tense is used to talk about action that started in the past but has continued until the time that you are speaking, and it's going on at the moment that you are speaking. So you can think of something that started in the past but you haven't stopped. It's been going on, and it's going on at this moment that you are speaking. That's why you have the word continuous in the name of the tense. Every time you hear the word continuous, you know something has to be progressive. Remember, we saw the present continuous tense. Action was going on at the moment you were speaking. And then we saw the past continuous tense. Action was going on in the past at the time that something was happening. And now we have the present perfect continuous tense. It's action that started in the past and continued into the present, and it's going on at the moment that you're speaking. So let's have the first example. I'll choose an example that is an example that will make sense to many of you. I have been studying English for many years. I have been studying English for many years. Think about this sentence. You started studying English many years ago, maybe in kindergarten or in primary school. And throughout the years, you have been studying English until this moment. At this moment that you're telling me, you're still studying English. So this action started in the past, continued to the present, and is going on right now that you're telling me. I have been studying English for many years, meaning that you are still studying English now. So that's an example that makes a lot of sense to many of you because that's what you have been doing. I have been studying English for many years. I have been working in Shanghai for many years. I have been working in Shanghai for many years, meaning that I am still working in Shanghai at this moment that I'm telling you this sentence. I have been teaching English for many years, meaning that I am still teaching English at this moment that I'm talking to you. So the action started in the past, it continued into the present, and is going on right now. That is the key thing that you have to know about the present perfect continuous tense. Now let's look at the structure. The structure, there are three basic things you need to take into consideration. You need the auxiliary verb to have. Why? Because it's a perfect tense. Remember, in the present perfect simple tense, we said one of the first requirements was to have the auxiliary verb to have. So this is the present perfect continuous. So when you hear the word perfect in the name of the tense, you know you need an auxiliary verb to have. So then it's a continuous tense. Remember, continuous tenses have their own rules too. When we studied the present continuous tense and the past continuous tense, I told you that every continuous tense needs the verb to be. So here we have continuous in the name of this tense, present perfect continuous. So we need the verb to be, and I need the verb to have. So we have like two auxiliary verbs here. But since I already have the verb to have, the verb to be coming after that must be in the past participle. Remember that rule? Verb to have plus verb in the past participle will give you a perfect tense. So the past participle of the verb to be is been. So I have been. This been is B-E-E-N. I have been. Okay. Then we need a verb. To complete the structure of the continuous tense, we need a verb that will end in ing. You remember? For a continuous tense, you always need a verb that ends in ing to show that it's going on, it's progressive. So here we go. I have been studying. The verb to study is that verb that will take ing. So I have been studying English for many years. I have been teaching English for many years. So in this sentence, you have the two structures. So the present perfect continuous tense is like two tenses combined. It's like the present perfect simple tense combined with the continuous tense. You combine those two to form one tense, which is the present perfect continuous tense. And the structure is the verb to have plus the verb to be in its past participle form, and plus a third verb, which will take the ing. It sounds a little complicated, but I know you can get it. You need to go back and study the present perfect simple tense. Then you can get this one right. But what you have to do is to practice. You have to practice. And like we've done for the other tenses, the small word that can indicate that this sentence is in the present perfect continuous is the word for. I have been studying English for many years. that word for can indicate that the action is still going on. With that, we come to the end of this episode today. It's 10 minutes. This is Teacher D signing off, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a nice weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.